Ferdowsi soars epic literature as the mythical bird Simorgh does the altitudes, with the echo of his glorious tunes akin to a grand symphony, making all tremble even after a millennium.
Ferdowsi is actually one of the greatest poets of not only Iran but also the whole world. He is the greatest epic poet of the whole world. His great work, Shahnameh, has been translated to more than 40 languages in the whole world. And this work contains more than 60,000 couplets. And this great work contains around 8,000 words. And it is interesting to know that some of these words have been used for the first time by Ferdowsi in his Shahnameh.
And which is a book that has kept our Dari, Farsi language alive and our very, very old history as well.
Ferdowsi stands as one of the mysteries of Iran. The mystery behind the survival of this land and the revitalization of Farsi rests with Ferdowsi, who has authored the Iranian identity. Contrary to what is commonplace belief, the Shahnameh is by no means a collection of epic and mythical tales. Rather, it's the history of ancient Iran.
The time Ferdowsi was born and began writing his great Shahnameh, Iran had a very, very great land. Iran was a land from the borders of India and China, stretching out to the Central Asia. The Kazakhs, the Mesopotamia, to the small civilizations at the Persian Gulf to Yemen. It also covered an area including Mediterranean Sea. Littoral states spreading to the Eastern Europe from one side, and also Iran covered some countries at the north of present Africa, including Egypt. Considering this rich civilization and this vast land, Iranians always felt the need to have a very comprehensive encyclopedia in which they can include the histories and civilizations of 50 great empires.
The Shahnameh is not only the most prominent and most profound book of verse in Farsi, which has remained for us from 1,000 years ago during the Sassanid and Ghaznavid eras, but a documentation of the ancient Iranian identity.
Ferdowsi felt the need to tell the history of Iran, so he embarked on mixing fact and fiction, as I told before, and tell the history of great Iranian kings and emperors. So he writes Shahnameh. Actually, Shahnameh means the epistle of kings or the book of kings. And another name for Shahnameh is Namvarnameh, which means the epistle of celebrities.
For the first term of Ferdowsi's life, Ferdowsi has spent 30 long years to create Shahnameh. And after these 30 years, Ferdowsi has spent another 5 years, and that's why in two parts of Shahnameh he has mentioned these 30 and 35 years of his life he has been spending with Shahnameh Ferdowsi. The first one is بسی رنج بردم در این سال سی عجم زنده کردم به دین پارسی. And the second one for 35 years is 35 سال از سراغ سپنج بسی رنج بردم با امید گنج.
Little if none is known about Ferdowsi's background, biographical background. We can derive a few facts from Nezami Aruzi's book. Actually, we understand from this book that Ferdowsi was born in a very small village called Poj. And Poj is a village near a small town called Tus. And Tus is a town near Mashhad, the central city of Khorasan Razavi province, in northeastern part of Iran. Ferdowsi was born in a literary era in which we actually and already had a rich collection of the treasure of human sciences, but unfortunately there was no one to protect this treasure. Ferdowsi, with his exquisite style, mixed fiction and fact, and in this way he could achieve to tell the history of Iranian people. It is noteworthy to remember that at the time Ferdowsi began to write Shahnameh, we had a very, very rich civilization. Actually, we had a civilization 10,000 years old. At that time, Iran had witnessed the arrival of Islam. It was about four centuries that Islam had arrived in Iran, and just the arrival of Islam in Iran enriched the already rich Iranian culture.
Albeit a narrative of Iran's background of warfare, the wise Ferdowsi has incorporated a host of subtle concepts which yet double the splendor of this book.
Ferdowsi's father was a farmer, and it's good to note that, to be careful, that at that time farmer did not mean a person who owns a farm or who deals with agricultural works. No, it means a person who owns a village, and actually Ferdowsi's father owned a village. And he was one of the noblemen in Sasani dynasty. At that time, at that historical time, next to the class of Zoroastrian priests and next to the class of courtiers, farmers were the greatest class of society. And they were, besides those two classes which I already mentioned, this was the only class whose member knew how to read and write. I mean, literacy was not that much widespread at that time. Anyway, Ferdowsi grew up in those conditions, in a very elite and intellectual environment under the supervision of his father. Ferdowsi was a very learned person. He studied different sciences. He studied history. He studied different fictions, different legends, folktale, culture, and civilizations. And also he knew Greek philosophy. He was very familiar with Greek civilization, Greek culture, and Greek philosophy.
Shahnameh is not only a national epic. Shahnameh is an international epic.
I would like to mention that Shahnameh has been 60,000 verses. And from these 60,000 verses, 53,000, 52,000 remains. And the whole Shahnameh is divided in three parts: epic, heroic, and historic. From the very, very, very first days of life, when people start living in caves, Shahnameh is starting, until something about 1,400 years ago. This is the duration of Shahnameh in this 53 or 52,000, which remains from that 60,000 verses of Shahnameh.
One of the greatest merits of Shahnameh is that it survived the passage of time. Actually, it remained intact for several thousand years following its composition. It is interesting to know that after 400 years of its composition, Shakespeare's plays are very difficult for modern readers, modern English speakers. If a modern English speaker nowadays reads Shakespeare, he finds Shakespeare very difficult. Maybe he understands very little of these Shakespeare's plays. But modern Farsi speakers can read Shahnameh very easily, very confidently, and understand it without having any difficulty.
زباران و استابش آفتا پی افکندم از نظم کاخی بلند که از باد و باران نیابد گزند بسی رنج بردم در این سال سی عجب زنده کردم بدین پارسی.
Shahnameh is in the form of poetry and in the exclusive form of epic genre. It is interesting to know that epic and myth, both of them use the element of imagination. And this mixing of epic and myth is exquisite. It makes Ferdowsi's unique style. As Jung, Carl Gustav Jung and Sigmund Freud indicate, myths are the windows to our unconscious. Myth form the collective unconscious of a nation, so we understand the very great role of Ferdowsi in collecting Shahnameh in the form of myth. I mean, the form is epic, but the content is myth.
عقد جلاور سخن رودابه شکم گشت فربه تنش شد گران شدان ارغوانی رخش زعفران. مادرش گفت چته؟ گفت مادر نمیدونم توش حکم من سنگ یا آهن. تکلیف چیه؟ خبر دادن به زال. زال اومد، زنم از دستم رفت که از پر سیمون خوش آمد بیاد. بخندید سیندخت را مژده داد، یکی مجمر آورد و آتش فروخت. و از آن پر سیمون لختی بسوخت، از نیلگون فلک سیمون بپرسید از زال که این خم چراست؟ به چشم حجبر اندرون نم چراست؟ که از این سر به سیمین بر ماه رو یکی کودک آید ترا نام جو. از او بچه شیر بیرون کشد، همه پهلوی ماه در خون کشد. یه پرکنداد به زال رفت، زال زر معبد رخاص با خنجر الماسی. زر بکافید بیرنج پهلوی ماه، بتابید مر بچه را سرزلا. از اینجا آوردش بیرون، یکی بچه بود چون گب شیر پش، به بالا بلند و به دیدار هش، دو دستش پر از خون زنا بر بزاد. بگذری به رستم همی داد ده دایه شیر، ده تا دایه شیرش میدادن سیر نمیشد.
One of the habits of Iranians, which remained from very ancient time, is holding Shahnameh reading sessions. During these sessions, a person, let's say a narrator, tells different stories of Shahnameh, and there are audience who sit and listen to the tale which is told by this narrator. In some other occasions, there is a play made out of these stories. There are different characters in Shahnameh, and these characters come to act the play, the story of which is actually told in Shahnameh.
عقد جواهر سخن کهن در نظر دوستان داستان ما رزم رستم و اشکبوس چین روم هند سپیجاب سقلاب چغان ماورا و نهر از کوه هماون تا دریای شهد از کاموس و شنگل و خاقان چین تا منشور جنگی و گردان توران زمین همه و همه گرد سپاه ایران محاصره ایرانیان زدن به کو از آن طرف گو تاج بخش نیر اعظم رخش رخشانش نعل انداخته با سپاه زابل رسید به میدان جنگ شبانه از کوه هماون رفت بالا اومد به چادر گودرز مقابل آموزگارش احترام گذاشت گودرز چشم‌ها پر از اشک گفت جهان پهلوان همه رفتند همه مردند میدان را ببین خنجر را پهلوان کشید چادر را پاره کرد از بالای کوه نگاه کرد به دشت دید بند چادر به بند چادر گفت گودرز اگر یزدان کیوان خدیو یاری کرد آنقدر تورانی بکشم آنقدر سر و دست بریزم نه کاموس ماند نه خاقان چین نه شنگل نه گردان توران زمین خاقان چین جام در دست گفت امیران دلاوران پهلوانان صاحب منصبان یک کدامتان برود کار این هماون کوه را تمام کند قد و قامت نهنگ دریای کشان از جا بلند شد حرکت کرد پای اشکبوس کشانی اومد به حلقه رکاب نشست به خانه زین دستش رفت به گرز با گرز بنا کرد بازی کردن ز گردان ایران هماورد خواست ز جولان او در جهان گرد خواست رستم دید گفت پهلوانان سم رخش از دروز تاختن پی در پی کوفته شده است یک امروز مرا یاری کنید تا چه پیش آید زد به بالای کوه از بالا نظارگر میدان شد اشکبوس در میدان به رجز و اشتلم روحام گودر زد به میدان بنا کرد به تیراندازی به گرز گران دست برد اشکبوس زمین آهنین شد سپهر آبنوس بزد گرز بر ترگ روحام گرد خرامید آمد بر اشکبوس دیدن یک شیر پیاده از کوه سرازیر شد گر 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 کشانی بخندید و خیره بمانده انان را گران کرد او را بخوان بدو گفت خندان نام تو چیست؟ گفت نام من مرگ تو مرا مام من نام مرگ تو کرد زمان مرا خود که ترگ تو کرد گفت آمدی به جنگ بی اسب گفت پیاده ندیدی که جنگ آورد سر سرکشان زیر سنگ آورد به شهر تو شیر و پلنگ و نهنگ سوار اندر آیند هر سه به جنگ پیاده مرا زان فرستاد توس که تا اسب استانم از اشکبوس آمدم اسب از تو بگیرم گفت سلاحت کو جز مزا در تو هیچ نمیبینم کمان را به زه کرد و اندر کشید قرق 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 پس از زه کمان زد مرد و مرکب غلطید بلند شد اسب من قهقه رستم بلند شد تیر اول رو اشکوز هدف کرد گلوگاه رستم و تیراندازی اشکوز در دنیا بی نظیره تیر اول رستم از سر رد کرد تیر دوم قلب رستم گذشت تیر سوم بی نتیجه گفت کشانی تو را تیر بر من نیاید بکار نی مرد گردفکن و نامدار تو را بخت برگشته بینم همی این رزمگه کشته بینم همی کمان را انداخت به دهنه اژدر ستون کرد چپ را و خم کرد راست ستون کرد چپ را و خم کرد راست خروش از خم چرخ چاچی بخواست چه سوفارش آمد به پهنای گوش ز چرم گوزنان بر آمد خروش چو پیکان ببوسید انگشت اوی اشکوس ایستاده نگاه میکنه دوست و دشمن انگشت ها به دهان تهمتن باز تیر را آورد نزدیک بوسید گفت
یزدان پاک شرف و عزت و
همه عزت ایران زمین
بسته به پشت این لنگه تیر
لنگه تیر گذاشت به چله کمان چه کمانی الله الله چه کمانی که اگر بر زبر چنگ براریش تو گویی ز فلک قوس و قزح آمده یا اژدر بلنده او بهر قضا لب بگشوده است چه تیری که زره چاکن و سینه شکافنده و پیکان پر از زهر وی از عقرب جرار سبق برده و از مار سیاه برده گرو در تک و دوی چون به کمان بندیش از تارم چاچی گذرد چون ز کمان دل مردان خدا تیر دعا را این رستم نبود که تیر در کمان گذارد چونان که آرش همه مردان ایران پشت این تیرند و بازوی یک ملت زه کمان را کشید یزدان پاک تو دهن اژدر کمان خابید رو هم شست از زه کمان ناله تیر بهمتن گفت خوشانی اینجا ایران است و جای نرشیران اگر سر به سر تن به کشتن دهیم از آن به کشور به دشمن دهیم
فردوسی has a message for all humanity live with a free spirit and work hard for the triumph of light over darkness and good over evil so that thou shall become the symbol of purity and good.